This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recording for Friday, March 29th, 2024. We continue on Chaf Beis Amud Aleph 22a, the second section. It is the green text. So here, the Gemara now finally asks, or not finally, because it just started the Gemara, but Amar Ablevi, my time in the Rabbi Shimon, right? What's the reason for Rabbi Shimon that we allow relatives to testify together when we are sanctifying the new moon, right? Everywhere else it's disqualified, but here it's okay. So, my time the Rabbi Shimon dechsev, because it says in the pasuk, "Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve'al Aaron." Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, "Be'eretz Mitzrayim le'mor," right? "Hachodesh hazel achem," right? This month, right? The month of Nisan is for you. From there, right? The Chachamim learned that he's giving them the laws of the new month. And who is he giving it to? Moshe and Aaron, two brothers, as if to say, Eidus zu tekshe rabachem, right? This testimony will be kosher with you, even though you are two brothers. V'rabbanan, right? The Chachamim, the first opinion in the Mishnah, says no, right? Relatives cannot testify either. What do they do with this pasuk? So very simply, they say, Eidus zu tehe misura lachem. No, I mean, I'm giving over the rules of this testimony to you, right? But I'm not telling you that the two of you can be the witnesses together, right? So again, I think that's a relatively simple answer for the Chacham. Amar Rav Yossi, Ma'ase B'Tuvia HaRofe, right? So we have this, Rav Yossi tells us this story about Tuvia HaRofe, and he came with his son and his freed slave, etc., right? And Beis Din Paskin like the Chachamim against Rabbi Shimon. So now, Amar Rav Chanan bar Rava. Rav Chanan bar Rava says, Hilchos like Rabbi Shimon, the halacha is indeed like Rabbi Shimon that we accept relative testimony. So Amar le Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, Rav Chanan bar Rava, who just said this, really? Rabbi Yossi, umaisa, right? It's Rabbi Yossi who's telling this story. Halacha is generally like Rabbi Yossi, and we have a story to prove it. Right, that halacha like the Chachamim. So Rabbi Yossi agrees to the Chachamim, and the story agrees to the Chachamim. Be'at Amar Hilchos like Rabbi Shimon, and you're telling me the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. How do you say that? So Amar lo. So he said to him, "Well, I'll tell you why. Hazimnin Sagi, and there were times, right? Amrit Kamei the Rav. I was in front of Rav, and I said Hilchos like Rabbi Shimon, and I said out loud the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon." Below Amar Li, below Mide, and he didn't correct me. So obviously, Rav believes that, right, the halacha is like Rav Shimon. So Amar Le, right, so he says back to him, right, Rav Huna says to Rav Chanan bar Rava, Heichi Tanis, how did you teach it in front of Rav? So Amar Le, Ipcha, says, no, I switched the opinions, right? I said the Chachamim believe that you can use relative testimony, Rav Shimon does not. So, okay, so Rav Huna says, so Amar Le, Mishum Hachi, Lamel Chabal Amidi. Right, that's why he didn't correct you. It's Rav Shimon against whatever, but the halacha was right because you had switched the opinions. Now, that is a very strange, that interaction is yes, it is strange. I mean, is he trying to trick Rav? It's unclear, right, exactly what's happening, but that is certainly our Gemara. And nevertheless, after all of that, Amar Tavi Bre Demari Tavi, Amar Mar Ukva, right? So Tavi, the son of Mari Tavi, says in the name of Rav Ukva, Amar Shmuel, the name of Shmuel, Hilchasak Rabbi Shimon, that indeed the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon. We conclude with our learning for today and this week. Please come back and join me on Monday.